Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Listening to the music of Jenoon, supergroup co-founded by our next guest, Salman Ahmad. That's the Salman Ahmad who was born here in New York, but is one of Pakistan's biggest rock stars. Millions of records sold around the world. Humanitarian work throughout the region that led the New York Times to compare him to Bono. Author of the book, Rock and Roll Jihad. Oh, and now also a professor at Queens College because he clearly has so much extra time on his hands. Luckily, Ahmad has made a little time to come on the show to talk about his life and music and a big concert he's playing in this weekend as part of the Louis Armstrong International Music Festival this Sunday at Flushing Meadows Corona Park. That's because it's the 50th anniversary of the 1964 World's Fair, during which there was a Louis Armstrong Day and concert to honor Satchmo, who lived in Queens at the time. Salman Ahmad, welcome back to WNYC. Hello.
Hi, Brian. Great to be back on your show again.
So 50 years later, this Sunday, Salman Ahmad and Jenoon will be playing Louis Armstrong music on that same World's Fair site. How cool is that?
I mean, it's crazy. You think about it, Louis Armstrong, 50 years later, it's also the same year, you know, the Beatles' 50th anniversary as well, coming to Shea Stadium, not Shea Stadium, but the Ed Sullivan Show. And so Jenoon paying a tribute to Satchmo, 2014, incredible. I never thought as a kid growing up in Pakistan that I'd ever be able to do this.
Mashup. Listen. Thinking about two songs here. One of them is yours. Say your name. Say your name. Chain vik pal nahi. Chain vik pal nahi. Chain vik pal nahi. Aur koi hal nahi. A classic Louis Armstrong, Georgia, on my mind, and your song, Sayani, from an album of Jenoon's from 2010. Help me out here. Where's the connection other than that you've both lived in Queens?
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, musicians see from the heart, and Satchmo was his story, you know, growing up at a very difficult time, Louisiana, coming to Chicago, having this incredible career as an African-American artist, making his voice heard. You know, that's something that any musician growing up in any part of the world can resonate with. His challenges, his desire to create a new language, musical language. And he did it, you know, in so many different ways. You know, as a virtuoso musician, singer, but also creating this language, scat singing, which, Brian, you would know because you listen to Kavali music, I'm sure. You have the same the scat sing that Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan did. And I definitely see, you know, the melodic phrases, the rhythmical phrases that Satchmo used. A lot of that comes from folk music and Qawwali Sufi music from South Asia and Pakistan.
We can bring some listeners into this conversation if any of you have anything to add. I'm thinking, like, anyone out there a fan already of both Salman Ahmad and Louis Armstrong? 212-433-WNYC. We can also reserve a line or two for anyone who was there at the 1964 World's Fair. We can do this in a bigger way later in the summer, but I wonder if we have anyone listening right now who saw Louis Armstrong play on June 30th, 1964 there in Queens. How cool would that be to hear from someone who saw that? So fans of Jenoon, fans of Satchmo, anyone who might remember seeing and hearing Louis Armstrong 50 years ago this weekend, 212-433-WNYC, 433 9692. Let's see if anybody turns up. So Armstrong was famously one of the first black artists to quote-unquote cross over into white mainstream culture, and he spent a lot of his later years as Ambassador Satchmo, kind of spreading the gospel of jazz around the world to new audiences. Have you also thought of your music that way, as something that could bridge different audiences? I think you have sort of a crossover soul.
You know, Brian, thanks for saying that. I mean, I think artists think naturally, they think laterally, you know. They think in the language of art. My growing up, really, you know, I was born in Lahore, Pakistan, but I grew up in New York, in Rockland County. And I listened to all sorts of music, you know, from Led Zeppelin to the Beatles and, you know, jazz and country, all the music that, you know, it just seemed, all these genres seemed so exotic to me growing up. But later on, as I, you know, formed my band, went back to Pakistan, formed Junoon, I took influence from all of these different sources. And then further on, my, you know, I don't know if you know, but I went to medical college.
Didn't know that.
I'm a licensed doctor because I got two choices in a career from my mother. She said, either you can be a doctor or you can be a doctor. And so I didn't think that that was, you know, I was going to follow in that path. But later on in life, not only am I able to sort of now talk about, you know, HIV and AIDS, polio, but also at Queens College, where I've had a home for the last 7 years, thanks to people like Jeffrey Rosenstock, who, by the way, spearheaded this festival.
And I get, you mentioned polio. I want to let everybody know that you just returned from Pakistan, where you were working to help polio vaccination efforts. And I think people have heard in the news about polio returning in a big way to Syria after almost being eradicated from the face of the earth during the humanitarian crisis there. Is it also returning to parts of Pakistan?
Well, you know, as you know, Pakistan is one of the three countries in the world where polio is endemic, along with Afghanistan and Nigeria. And the main barrier right now, I mean, I was just there for the last 4 weeks, close to 4 weeks, is that children can't get vaccinated because of the bans imposed by the Taliban. This is in the Fatah area, the northern area of Pakistan, bordering Afghanistan. There's active conflict there. And many health workers have been shot by the extremists and the militants. There's also pockets of misconceptions and myths associated with the polio vaccine. So when I spoke with friends like Dr. Larry Brilliant and Rotary and Gates Foundation, they said, you know, there's a huge role to play in Pakistan. And, you know, just to read and know about the heroism of these health workers, I'm committing myself to working for the Global Polio Eradication Great. Initiative in the next couple of years.
There are myths about vaccinations in this country, too. Oh, now I'm going to get complaints all weekend. Jorge in Astoria, you're at WNYC. Hello, Jorge.
Hi, Brian.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call.
So you were at the World's Fair?
I was actually at the World's Fair as a 9-year-old boy. I did not hear Louis, Mr. Armstrong at the time, but I did years later get have the honor of working with the Louis Armstrong Archives at Queens College, working with a lot of Louis Armstrong's material. And I also teach world music at Hunter College, and so I'm somewhat familiar with a musicological connection between your guest, your wonderful guest, and Mr. Armstrong.
Fabulous. Thank you very much. Dave in Montclair, you saw Louis Armstrong in the 60s?
I did. I wasn't at the World's Fair, but I saw him at Freedomland.
Freedomland in the Bronx, early 60s theme park in the Bronx. I guess American History theme park?
Oh no! It was an amusement park.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It was quite a show.
Dave, thank you. Shelley in Manhattan, you saw Louis Armstrong at the World's Fair?
Yes. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
And now I'm confused because maybe it was at Freedomland that I saw him. It was either Freedomland or the World's Fair, and it was thrilling, and my father put me on his shoulders because I was too short to be able to see, and he played When the Saints Are Coming In, which I had heard before and seen in the movies, and it was utterly thrilling.
Now, check my memory, my history here. Mm-hmm. Was Freedom Land just an amusement park, or was it also somehow U.S. history themed?
You're right about the history theme. I mean, I remember putting out the San Francisco Fire. That was, you know, so it was an amusement park, but it did have, or was it the Chicago Fire? One of those. Maybe it was the San Francisco earthquake and the Chicago Fire, but yes, I remember it having some themes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, and that's why they called it Freedom Land.
I thought. Yeah. Thank you very much. Shahid in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Shahid.
Good, Brian. How are you?
Good.
Great show. Always listening to you.
Thank you
so much for the great service. And listen, you know, I just have a compliment for Salman Bhai.
Go ahead.
Hey, Salman Bhai, this is Shahid. I'm from Sialkot, Pakistan. And, you know, just want to, you know, thank you for the great service, you know, to all the work you're doing for the, like, you know, for different charities. And for
Thank you. Come to the show. We'll see you on Sunday.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I've always been your fan. All the Janoon's cassettes to CDs and everything. So keep it up. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shahid. One more Louis Armstrong fan. Katie in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi, Katie.
Hi. I just want to say that I just tuned in. I'm driving. And my dad was a lifelong fan of Louis Armstrong. So I grew up listening to him. And when I was 15, my family was living in Morocco. And the day that Louis Armstrong died was a national day of mourning throughout the country of Morocco. We were living in Tangier at the time. And I remember being just so impressed with the fact that this, you know, relatively, shall we say, developing nation at the time, this was 1971, where not everybody even had electricity, but everyone knew who Louis Armstrong was, and everyone mourned his passing on that day. It was sometime in the summer. Anyway, that's it. Thanks so much.
Thank you for the memory. So the listing for this weekend's event, Salman says, we couldn't believe there wasn't a festival celebrating the musical diversity of Queens, so we realized we needed to do it. Any particular musical movements in Queens you want to shout out? Favorite venues? Something that's exciting to you right now? Anything?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's been a huge pleasure teaching the students and sharing, you know, so much great experience with the faculty at Queens College, especially at the Aaron Copland Music School. Amazing faculty, amazing students. Left Rec Hall, it's a beautiful place to play, very intimate. And this really, our Janoon's performance is a tribute to my time at Queens College. And Louis Armstrong, you know, your guest just said that there was a day of mourning in Morocco. Well, I'm not surprised, because the biggest Sufi festival, known as the Fez Festival, is held in Morocco. And I can see how, you know, Sufis would gravitate towards Louis Armstrong because he had that big heart, very big heart, and loved humanity. And he was truly Ambassador Satch.
This Sunday, June 29th, from 1 until 7 p.m. at Flushing Meadows Corona Park, free admission to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Louis Armstrong playing at the 1964 World's Fair, including Salman Ahmad and Janoon. More information on our site at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Have a great show.
Thanks, Brian. Thank you.